What's the worst thing that can happen to me in my life? I've feared a lot of things in my life, and I thought often before that shame or embarrassment or death were the worst things that can happen to me. But now I see the worst thing that can happen to me in my life is to miss the beauty of this moment. Because life ultimately is one moment. The past and the future are all lived through now. You don't live the past or the future in some other time or dimension. They're all lived in now. And so the worst thing that can happen to me is miss the beauty of this moment. Because this moment is just wonderful. It's just how it's supposed to be. I'm one part of the whole universe, and the whole universe has decided that right now this is how this moment is supposed to be. So the only real choice I have is whether to accept it and be grateful for life this moment, or to reject it and say, no, this sucks. I don't like this. This is not how it's supposed to be. So that's the worst thing that can happen to me, is because everything else that is going to happen will happen. Death, embarrassment, shame. I'm sure there's lots of things in my life coming. And I'm okay with that, because the only moment I have is this moment. And the only real bad thing that can happen is for me to not appreciate the beauty of this moment. To say, wow, this is really cool to be alive. It's really nice just to be here. And that comes from living in a more spiritual dimension. It comes from not just living down in the blackness of daily life where it's this story and this problem and that problem. But to look around and see the gift of life I've been given. The gift of life that so many people and so many things have worked so that I could have. Everything from the sun shining, the universe spinning, plants growing, all the animals that have eaten the plants that I've then eaten, all of the people who've worked to prepare, all of the food I've eaten, all of the family that have loved me my whole life, all of the teachers who taught me in school, all of the people I've worked with before. All of that has come together so that I can be here right now. And everyone, everywhere can say the same thing. And the only thing you can really do is to look at now and say yes or no. Yes, this is fine. Or no, this isn't fine. I want to be somewhere else. And this helps me get through bad moods and things because I know I'm going to be somewhere else anyway. I don't have to try and go anywhere else. I will be somewhere else in another moment. In fact, every moment is so unique, you never get it again. This idea that you get these things for any period of time is an idea in the mind. It's not true. Every moment is so special and so unique, you only get it once. And that helps me to appreciate it and say, wow, this is cool, just how it is. And to say it doesn't need to be any different because it will be different. I don't need to feel any different because I will feel different. I was big on trying to change how I felt in my life. And here's the thing. If you try and change how you feel, it's ultimately a story. It's the story of how I don't like how I feel now because of something before or something that might happen. And I want to feel different in the future because of something before or something that might happen because I don't like how I feel now. And so all I have to do is know that I will consistently feel a little bit different from one moment to the next. So if I'm in a bad mood, I don't need to do anything about it or fight it. It'll go away. If I'm in a good mood, I can just appreciate it and say, okay, this is nice. It's here now. I'll take it. I don't have to worry about it going away because it'll go away. It'll end. When I'm doing something, I can just appreciate the moment that I'm doing it. I don't have to look at it and be afraid, oh, this is going to end. This is going to suck when it ends. It's going to end, and that's fine. When something bad's happening, I don't have to get all mad and frustrated and bow up and say, this is wrong. Let's do something to stop this. It'll be over with. I don't have to do anything. It'll be over with. Now, it doesn't mean I just go through my life like a zombie and don't do anything. It means the feelings. I accept them. It's okay if I'm a little afraid of something. I won't always be afraid of that. It's okay if I'm happy about something. Soon enough, that will have passed. It's okay if I'm sad about something. Soon enough, that will pass. This too shall pass. And so this is how I'm able to avoid having the worst thing in life happen to me very often anymore, because the worst thing in life happened to me a lot in my life. I consistently didn't appreciate the beauty of my life around me. I was consistently frustrated with the life I had, even though you might have looked at it and said you have a great, beautiful life. I didn't think it was very nice. I thought I needed a girlfriend, I needed a better job, I needed some more prestige, I needed more money, I needed more time. I always thought there was something I didn't have that I need. And now I see I have everything I need. And that because I have everything I need, I don't need to want anything. I have everything I need, and I need nothing else. There's not something out there I need to want. And if I don't need to want, I certainly don't want to want. Because wanting is miserable. Wanting is a state of not having something and feeling like life would be better with it. So I appreciate this moment as best I can. And this has been a miracle. Your love and support has greatly helped with that. So I'm honored that you have helped with that so much. I appreciate all of the feedback you've shared and look forward to all of the feedback you will share. Thank you.